Macmillan Audio presents If You Would Have Told Me by John Stamos. Forward by my friend Jamie Lee Curtis.
Before we ever met, I knew that if there ever was an actor to play my father, Tony Curtis, in a movie, it would be John Stamos. They have the same comic energy, captivating flair, sharp humor, keen intelligence, childlike passion, and dare I say, deep sadness behind the mask of a ridiculously handsome man. We had known each other in passing and once went to Vegas with others to see Don Rickles perform, but the contact was all pretty surface and performative. I first got to know John, I mean really know him as a person, during our season on the Ryan Murphy TV show Scream Queens, and I watched the ease and smoothness of his skill as an actor and his well-honed comedy chops, and offset, we started to peel back the onion of our lives, dreams, and families. At that point, John was newly sober and in a relationship with Caitlin, but was not yet engaged. And yes, after she came by for lunch and she and I jointly quoted from the Disney film Lilo and Stitch, "Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind or forgotten," I might have suggested to John that he put a ring on it and seal the deal. Before that, I had seen him at a business party in New York when he wasn't sober, and I looked into his gorgeous eyes, and I tried to communicate with mine that there was another way for him. I am so pleased that he found that path and himself on it and is sharing both with you in this beautiful book. He pulls the covers on the first page, which is exactly who he is. He doesn't play mind games. He doesn't obfuscate. He'll try to charm the heck out of you, that's for sure, and he will succeed every time. But he will also touch you with his deep goodness, born from his exquisite relationship with his mother and father. It's what we all know about him. John is a good man. And we're lucky that this good man is a human, and therefore filled with love and mercy, pun intended, music and adventures, as well as the contradictions, conflicts, and stumbles that we all can relate to. Despite his exhilarating success, he still brings such joy to any performance on stage and on screen. I immediately texted John when I heard about the passing of his best friend, Bob Saget. John showed great grace, not only when wrestling with his grief, but also in his continuing commitment to bring Bob's legacy of virtue into everything John Stamos does forevermore. This again is a testament to who he is and how he was raised. A good, funny, smart, loving man. He is that way with everyone, and especially with Caitlin and his son Billy. John Stamos bangs his drums fueled by his own internal heartbeat of kindness and his desire to simply bring joy and peace to the world. You really don't need to hear anything else from me, except that I love him, and I respect him. And I need him. We all do.
Note from the author. If you would have told me one day that I'd be writing my memoir, I would have told you that you're crazy. Over the years, I've had my fair share of book offers. Made me laugh. Me? Write a book? First of all, I can't spell. And I don't really have anything to say. A memoir sounds like history, deep reflection, a narrative spanning a lifetime, kissing and telling, and looking back with profound wisdom. No, way too overwhelming. Then, life happened. When I tell stories, they often begin and end with
sample complete. Ready to continue?